celebration of a 69th. Meeting with Delphine. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina. Nothing could be finer to be in Carolina in the morning. Nothing could be finer than to be with Carolina.
Anyway, this song is probably one of my favorites by Townsend. I don't even remember all the words or not, but I'll try anyway. It's there's a couple of them. One of them, there's two. One's Long Live Rock. This is another one, though. It's called There Ain't No Way Out. And I have played it before with some varying degrees of success.
Saturation, but the truth lies.
Bound I will not believe it touch my soul. I'll take no blame.
God, I feel like I'm on Saturday Night Live. Yeah. Well, basically, the way these things work is, well, I guess first, well, my experience thus far in the past 3 weeks, you have to lead the class, you're usually female, but I'll have to do my best. Here, why don't you, Mark, why don't you, like, we're going to form a circle.
Oh, no.
Jerry's the far point in the
circle.
Okay, now that we formed the pentagram, yeah, it is really a pentagram. You're in the middle.
Not a circle. No, we don't form circles in
pentagrams. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Jim. Someone had to say it. Someone had to stop me.
No problem.
For myself.
Roll one, no circles.
Yeah, but I'm not going to have a chance at any pussy in there.
There's no roll two. There's no roll two. Roll three, see roll one. See roll one.
Okay, so we formed a circle. We formed a pentagram.
We
have a broken pentagram instead of a circle.
I'm happy 69.
Yeah, star though.
We formed a star.
69 is a
dollar. We formed a 69.
This is untitled, though. In the end, here's the case to be made. The silence of the night is equal to the day. Sufficient is the spirit's resource. The spirit, siphon of the dark, rosy illuminator of dusk. Spirit, unseen blaze, slumbering presence of the day. Somnambulant of the waking hours, called forth with the rising of Venus.
Would anyone like to put forth an idea as to what the overall strategy of this poem is? Like, what's it going for? What's it about?
It's about the, I think the first paragraph sums it all up. You know, the silence of the night is equal to the day. You know, you hear a lot about the spirit and how slumbering presence. I mean, to me, it's just simply about, I guess, and then called forth at the rising of Venus. You know, as the Venus star comes up, you know, the moon and everything else, and all that imagery about basically night, you know, the old night and day, dark versus light type of thing. While we're on it, since it's probably from the first one, it's a somnambulant, somnia, sleep, something like that.
Sleepwalking.
Okay.
But present the date.
So it presents a day-night dichotomy.
Yeah, in other words, yeah, a lot of it, you know, spirit. And I've got to let me go on with what I'm saying. It all feeds in.
All right.
Okay, Mark, the one thing about this poem that really, I was trying to read this. You wrote it, I'm not sure which, and I'm going to read some of it again. If it's all right, if that's.
Oh, please do.
In the end, here is the case to be made. Silence of the night is equal to the day. Sufficient is the spirit's resource. Now, and you pause, the spirit paused, safe from the dark. Or, if it was that, or the spirit, then I wanted to be next. So that's how I think it was. I think it was the spirit cycle of the dark. Okay, Lord, is night consuming day? Is day consuming night? Is that what that's about?
Yeah.
And so the spirit cycle, that's what I was trying to, you know. In other words, is it the spirit siphon of the dark, or is it the spirit cycle? And then in the next phrase, spirit. Unseen blaze, slumbering presence of the day.
Spirit siphon of the dark.
Right, so spirit unseen, or spirit unseen blaze. What I was getting at was,
I'm juxtaposing two different images against the word spirit.
Right, I understand that, right. But my question is,
let me see it.
Well, spirit unseen blaze, or is it spirit unseen blaze slumber?
No, spirit unseen blaze.
Okay, that's good. All right, thank you. Because that, it's not a criticism, but it was for me, I read the poem as you had the punctuation or lack thereof, which is, you know, fine, but I just wanted to know. That's good. I understood it more than we thought. Excellent poem. I just upgraded it for a very good day.
Oh,
very good. That's the only comments I really have.
Okay.
Okay. This story is called Boxes, a New Fiction. I wrote it between September 3rd and the middle of this week when I was kind of hallucinating from my sickness, but I managed to gather myself together enough to get onto the page. Begins with a quote, which reads, "But master, if some pure spirit with a virgin ear were to lie down beside your music, he would die of bliss, or he would become pregnant with infinity, and his fertilized brain would explode with so much birth." Rainer Maria Rilke, The Notebooks of Malte Lorenz Brega, 1910. Yes. Cornered by visible pursuit, become less than one shadow among a thick crowd, possessions abandoned, identities crushed and discarded, enough room in the folds of the night of the right hand palm to keep one sentiment. Only one conviction. Yes. Not God, not now. Will not fit in so small a space. Anyway, will leak out, spread light, spread music. God was for before. God will, perhaps, be for later. Not now, here, less than a shadow. Not love, either. For love is a natural traitor to the solitary, announces matters of the secret and hidden, like big, fat, saving prophecies. Love is a broken child, drooling, grunting, shiny and dear. And surely not hope. Hope the young statesman. The dancing ear, the reaching hand. Hope the campaigner for public office, the thrashing box on whose cover is emblazoned lights, noise. None of these then. And none of those others either. For the artist has now willingly exchanged all he had, all he ever was, for yes. And he has become now simply a hand, no more. And when he is ready, and the visible pursuit ceases for a time, as it will, he will present his yes to the shadows who trusted and hid him, and he will begin his work again, finally toss into it. And then? Come on, Nutter Boy, what now? Which chunk of the golden vastness shall you snatch, name, keep? Point to the music, that's what. Remember what the Dormouse said, feed your head, feed your head. Okay, fine. Calm down. Look, it's another brilliant night in the universe. Offer a grateful prayer. Hell, light up a cigar and puff victory. Yes, fine, yes. Order a pint of amber ale. Yes, one for her too. Yes, whether they're lampposts or stars above your head, they sure are pretty. And now? Practice undifferentiation, just for a moment. Abandon yourself to silent dancing. Someone told you there are a billion colors in the world. Begin naming them, one after each. One after each soul come and gone in your life. Pretend you are smoke and float recklessly into the thick trees overhead. The invisibles crowd obscurely about you, waiting. Each ray of light contains a message, smirks at just how little you know. What else? The old police chief, gently stout and vaguely bald, told his young listeners about how much is much. Listen, you're walking along at night and you got no idea how much your brain is processing. No idea. There's a seam that's gonna run through this fiction. It's a road, a street of industrial desolation and undulating profundity. It's a secret street, hardly appears but handfuls of moments on occasional nights. Few know, I know. This seam will constitute my confession, my ode, yet nothing will really change because of it. This fiction needs this seam, however, needs this extra dose to ensure flight.
Five sake haiku for Ray.
Sake haiku.
Says this.
Sake haiku.
Sake. Sake.
S-A-K-E.
S-A-K-E. S-A-K-E.
S-A-K-E.
Yeah, rice wine.
Rice wine, yeah.
And is that.
Have you ever had it?
Is that sake that he's written after five. Haiku that he's written after five sakis?
That's warm.
Or
sake. Sake is a very warm drink.
I mean, sake participates somehow in
Yoshi,
that.
Have you
ever
had
sake? Yeah, you can have warm, you can have it cold. 2 ways.
How would he be after five sakis?
Oh, it's okay. And 2 hours, 3 hours later, you have hit by the crack train or something.
Okay. Let's see. Gargling with sake under the overpass, rumble of trucks above. Bulldogs and Titans, down the hatch to the gut, drinking sake alone. Sake and tuna, amidst the wildflowers, a grasshopper leaps in. Middle of the day, sipping sake by a forklift, rice wine and steel. Sun in my forearms, and thunderheads to the north. Sake all gone. Oh, that was beautiful.